I love that we're doing this on a Wednesday, coming up after What's the Question, when you know, we ask each other and ask you guys something to learn about you, because expressing your opinion is a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. But if I may, do spend more time telling people what you love than what you hate. Because talking about what you love is one of the most powerful ways to connect with people and the world around you. When you share what excites you, what moves you, what gives you hope, you are inviting others to see the best parts of life through your eyes, something they may not have seen. Like you, Kevin, with the birds this morning, mm-hmm. we were talking about, you know, your favorite sound or noise. And Kevin said the birds chirping in the morning. And honestly, I've yelled at birds before to stop chirping when I wasn't ready to get up. But Kevin's over here telling me, he's like, oh yeah, it just means that we've been given this gift of a new day, that a new day is starting, that we have the whole day ahead of us to do with. And it was a great thing. You're opening the door to wonderful curiosity, to common ground. Focusing on what you love reminds you and everyone listening that there's still beauty, there's creativity, there's kindness worth building on. And it does turn conversations into something that lifts instead of drains. And I think we can agree that there's enough noise about what's wrong, and people will in a heartbeat tell you everything they don't like. But real difference can come from being someone who points towards what's right and what's laudable and lovely and good and appeals to the heart of you. And sharing your loves is like sharing your heart. And it's something that will make the world a better place.